There was a girl in Italy, Catherine, she's called St. Catherine of Siena. She was only 6 or 7 years old when Jesus called her. People in those days made much of going to church, and one day while she was walking on the street, she had a vision of Jesus, and Jesus called her. Her brother tried to pull her away, but he couldn't. She told later how that the Lord Jesus Christ asked her, "Will you be mine?" And from that moment on, that girl, her parents couldn't do anything with her. Whenever she had time, she did her work well during in the house. She had to do chores. And when the parents noticed that she was praying all the time, they gave her the dirtiest work to do. And her mother tried to beat it out of her. But after a while, after a few years, her father saw that God wanted that child. And so he built her a little chamber, the second floor, made a regular prophet's chamber out of it, and he allowed her to go in there as much as she wanted to. And from that day forth, Catherine stayed in her prayer closet, and her mother saw too that God was after that girl and brought her her meals. And she stayed there till she was 18 years old, alone with Jesus. The historian tells that she wouldn't go to bed until the church bells rang at 3 o'clock in the morning. She'd pray until then, and then she'd snatch a few moments sleep, and then she'd go back to her contemplation and being alone with God. And when she was 18, Jesus said, "Now I got a job for you to do." "What?" she says, "Jesus, don't you love me anymore? I want to be alone with you." He said, "I need you. I need you." God made that woman stand before kings, before popes. She spoke the word of God so that the very pope trembled before her. They told how that when she looked at them, they saw the eyes of Jesus Christ. That woman was a prophetess. And she said, "Lord, why don't you take the cardinals? Why don't you take men and make them preach and prophesy?" Jesus said, "I can't get them. They all seek their own, not the things that are Jesus." Beloved, that condition has prevailed in the Church of Jesus Christ to this day. Everybody seeks his own, but Jesus Christ is seeking his own. He's seeking that for which he died. He says, "I've got this against you. You've left your first love." Listen, when you've left it, that candlestick is removed. I've seen that happen.